Discovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
A very pleasant good afternoon to the Indian fans. I'm Dave Kopp along with Derek Bax and Big Spence over there on the computer. We're at Delta St. John's today to open up the MAC season here for the Indians baseball. We come in here at 2-1. Delphus comes in at 1-4. And no matter where you start and what you want to do, it's always MAC baseball, Derek.
That's for sure. It's a beautiful day for baseball in Delphus. It was a kind of a rainy start. I thought it was going to be a long drive for nothing, but we're
here. Looks good out west. I think we got a little window here for some baseball, and I'm looking forward to a big game here. We kind of heard Delphus' coach, Coach Jerry Jackson, come over and talk to Coach Kopp a little bit about his squad and so far the season and things, and their big stud, Trent Lindemann, senior, who's that name certainly rings a bell, and sounds like he's got some arm troubles.
Yeah, Coach was saying that he could normally run it up there about mid-80s, and he said he hasn't thrown since last summer. Something in his shoulder.
Screwed it up last summer. So I'll go over the starting lineups here for Delta St. John's. The Lindemann is the only senior, I think, that's actually out now. Curtis Mueller, he's also a senior. But leading off, a sophomore, Landon Grothaus, and that's a name that's been in Delta St. John's school forever, isn't it, Spencer?
Yeah, about 150 years.
No doubt about it.
As long as I remember.
He'll be at second base, and Brady Kerner, he'll be on the mound tonight. He's a junior. He'll be batting second. Zane Wurtenberger, he'll be in center field. He'll be batting third. Trent Lindemann, there's my senior. He's going to be out in right field, batting fourth. Gavin Fittro, he will be behind the plate. Colin Feathers, he will be at shortstop, and he's a freshman youngster that's going to be playing shortstop, and he will have a DH named Brady Zahler that's going to be batting for him. Curtis Mueller, the other senior, he'll be at first base. Jack Gerker will be in left field batting eighth, and Devin Sanders will be your third baseman, and he'll be batting ninth. For our Indians, we're going to throw a sophomore out there on the mound, and Daniel Patch. And Derek, we got to see him. I don't know if you got to see him pitch there the other night, but we got to see his first pitching there. And you know, other than the Coldwater game where he got injured, he came in and threw five good innings. He looked a little bit iffy in the beginning. Just trying to settle his nerves. He got better as the day went on, and we could have won that game for him. We had our opportunities, and we just didn't get it done. But Ryan Post, man, I tell you what, how about that senior, the way he's hitting the ball so far this year, Derek?
Absolutely. Him in the leadoff spot is...
Now, he didn't have a hit on Monday.
He was on
base five times. Two walks, yeah. And got hit three times.
Yeah, I do remember. I was listening, and I knew he got hit at least twice.
He got hit three times.
The young man is just he's an on-base machine right now.
Yes,
so
he is.
Looking forward to him. He's leading off playing shortstop. Kobe Wendell will be out in center field. He'll be batting second. Kendrick Wendell will be at first base. He'll be batting third. And they also have him down as the DH. So what's probably going to happen is that he can stay in there as the designated hitter. Coach Feely was explaining that to us. If you put this on the scorebook to start the game, and all of a sudden we bring Patchy out, and Patchy would happen to go to first base or something, Kendrick can still maintain his DH spot, which is kind of a unique rule. Riley will be batting fourth. He'll be at behind the plate. He's taken over some catching duties for Riggs, and Riggs, I knew, was sick, and Riley came in and did a nice game, so maybe we're giving Riggs a little more of a break. Daniel Patch will be batting fifth. He'll be on the mound like we talked. Brock Deuce will be at third base. He'll be batting sixth. Landon Post will be at second base batting seventh. Dylan Evers will be in left field batting eighth. And Derek Lochtefeldt will be in right field batting ninth. And those are your starters for today's ball games. We're getting close here. The coaches and stuff are meeting the umpires up here at the home plate. We'll be back after a few messages. And you want to wait for the national anthem?
Yeah, we'll come back after the national anthem.
Very, very good. We'll be back ready for the first pitch.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Burney, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Welcome back here to Delphi St. John's. Getting ready for the first pitch. And I tell you what, we was talking there between the break there. Got a ground infield, dirt infield, Derek, and just don't see them anymore, you know?
No, it's going to be a whole different ball game for those infielders. I mean, ball's going to be coming a lot.
A lot quicker.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
How old is this pitcher?
I think I saw he was a junior. He's a junior.
Yeah. He doesn't look bad in his warm-up pitches.
Yeah. Well, good-looking kid. I'm not sure who the umpires are. I can tell behind the plate looks like a masked-up Chuck Hine. Looks like Chuck Hine back here, Spencey. I don't know if it is or not.
No, it definitely is not. I have seen this guy plenty of times. I was trying to think of his name when I was talking to him earlier, and I cannot come up with it.
Wasn't Chuck.
No, it wasn't Chuck. Thank God.
Hey, tomorrow afternoon, folks, if you got nothing going on and if you can get off work, the Indians are going to travel down to Day Air Stadium ballpark here in the home of the Dayton Dragons and play at 4:30 against the Houston Boys. So keep that in your memory bank. Here's a first pitch pop-up. To Ryan Post, he's going to pop it up to the third baseman. Blew right back in the field, and it would have been a fair ball. It was foul there, about 10 feet. Blew right back in the field. The third baseman comes up with the easy first out. One pitch, one out.
Well, Ryan got a pitch that he liked, and he took a hack at it. He's not afraid to.
We talked about him on the way here, taking that, you know, he likes to hit that first pitch. And
a lot of pitchers like to throw that first pitch strike and try to get ahead. if you're a first pitch hitter, you can.
That's right.
Man.
Another first pitch rocket, and that came off the bat of Kobe Wendell and right at the shortstop. So two pitches, two outs here to start this ball game in the top of the first inning.
That's what you call one of those Adam balls? Adam bombs?
It wasn't Adam.
Right at him.
Right at him.
That's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick looks at his first pitch, and that's a little bit low. One ball, no strikes.
Kendrick might want to see a couple here. We don't need a three-pitch inning for this guy to settle in.
No, absolutely not. Be the shortest pitch inning he could possibly have, wouldn't it? Second pitch is hit over towards the shortstop. Shortstop fields it clean, fires across the field, and that's going to be out number three. Three up, three down on four pitches for the Delta St. John Blue Jays, and we end the top of the first in a hurry, and we go to the bottom with no score.
Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here in Delphus getting ready for the Delphus St. John's to come up in the bottom of the first inning. It's going to be Groundhouse, Kerner, and Wurtenberger, first three batters to face Daniel Patch. Indians go down on three up, three down on four pitches. See if Patchy can match that. That'd be pretty impressive.
Maybe he could do better.
He can do better.
This is my first time seeing Daniel pitch. I'm pretty excited to see him up on the mound.
First pitch, swing and a miss right past the leadoff. Landon Groundhouse.
There goes a three-pitch inning.
Yeah, but it could be...
He could hit him.
Could be a nine-pitch strikeout.
Yeah, it can't happen.
That's the perfect inning. Yeah. That's what he's going for.
That pretty close to what Lonsway
right
did.
Across the heart of the plate for strike two.
Against Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he had 17 strikeouts in seven innings.
Wow.
Against Indiana last week.
Fabulous. And that one hit the outside corner for...
National pitcher.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And Landon Groundhouse back to the dugout looking.
Did you bet against Lonsway?
I never got to, no.
Yep. Couldn't remember how that all went.
They didn't want to waste him on a non-league opponent.
I was
he
thinking.
He pitched at Salina, though. He pitched at Salina. We saw him pitch inning.
I was thinking one or two or something like that.
You may have been playing, but never had the chance to bat.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Not bad.
Left-hander Brady Kerner steps into the plate.
But I did face Nick Twaits, and he's in the pros, so.
Yeah.
The pitch is high. Back to the backstop, over Riley's head.
Sometimes you want to do that every once in a while, keep the batter on their toes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Probably didn't want to do it on a... third ball pitch, yeah. Three balls, no strikes. That one's in the dirt. Four straight balls. And we got our first base runner of the ball game. Brady Kerner heads down to first base with a base on balls.
So he had a three-pitch strikeout and a four-pitch walk.
Yep.
How about
that's going to bring the number three batter, Zane Wurtenberger, to the plate. Center fielder, junior for the Blue Jays. Nice pitch right there to get back in front. You guys can probably hear the umpire on our microphones, I bet.
I'd say.
Because we're pretty close to it.
I feel like we're in the on-deck circle.
Oh, my.
Ooh, quick little pickoff move over to first. Kendrick put the tag on him. That was close. I can just see the edge of the bag here. Patsy sets in, ready for the 0-1. Here comes the pitch. That one's taken a little bit outside. One ball, one strike. If you're just joining us, we're here in Delphi St. John's. MAC opener for both teams. No score here in the bottom of the first. Ooh, curveball comes in there and comes across the plate for a strike. One ball, two strikes now. That was a good-looking pitch right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think the batter had a chance to ever think about swinging on that one. He just wanted to watch.
Zane Wurtenberger, the batter. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Riley fires down to the shortstop side of the bag, so we have a stolen base, but we do get another strikeout. So Wurtenberger goes down swinging. For out number two, Kerner over to second. They have a runner in scoring position for their senior, Trent Lindemann. He's a big boy, isn't he?
Monster
kid.
Well, this is the kid
they
said.
Holy cow, there goes our tent, Spencey.
This is the kid that they could throw. He said he could throw 85.
Swing and a miss right there on a little bit of high cheese.
Big out here for the Indians.
Yeah. Daniel would like to get this young man out. I think he's going to see one case of the Uncle Charlie right here. What do you think?
Definitely.
That's in the dirt. Nice job by Riley. Good stop. Spencey's got
looks more like a parachute than that. Like,
Spencey's always looking out for the boys. Here comes a 1-1. That one's popped up and out of play. Honestly, I looked right up in that sun right there and I thought, this could kill me. One ball, two strikes. Runner at second. No score here. Bottom of the first inning.
Ooh.
Got a piece of that one. Back to the screen.
Swung at two high pitches this AB. I think Daniel's going to maybe go up there one more time and then bury a curveball.
It's probably a good idea. He chases that high cheese. It's hard to lay off of him.
Just keep going up. Keep going up.
Comes a 1-2. Throws the curveball at him. He sits back on it, and that's going to probably drop in the right field. Definitely does. Here comes the runner coming home, and he slides in safe. So Kerner comes around from second on an RBI single by Trenton Lindemann, and the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. RBI single.
Lindemann did a great job sitting back, and he just he
waited on that curve, didn't he? Yeah, that's a senior right there.
Yes, it is.
And that's going to bring the number five hitter, Gavin Fittro, to the plate. That's a fastball, and that's popped up. Looks like Landon Post is heading out, and the right fielder's coming in. And Nathan Lochtefeldt. Derek Lochtefeldt. God.
Little brother.
Little brother. Takes care of the cleanup work on that one. That goes down as a fly ball to the right field for out number three. But in the inning, Blue Jays pick up one run on one hit. And we go to the top of the second. Indians trail 1-0.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best.
We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, we're back here in Delphi, St. John's. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio. Listen worldwide, right, Spencey?
Yep.
Worldwide on Fort Recovery Radio.
As long as somebody has internet connection, they can
tune in
to us.
Isn't that awesome?
Jerry listening to some baseball game or basketball games from Italy a couple
Italy.
Years ago.
Hey, I listened to sports talk from Australia.
Yep.
That was fun. We go to the top of the second. It's going to be Riley Will, Daniel Patch, and Brock Deuce. First three batters here for the Indians. The Indians down 1-0.
Did you listen to sports talk last night? They had the Masters thing.
I only got it on late in the... About halfway through the show.
It was pretty funny.
Fastball right down the pipe for strike number one.
Making fun of everybody's wrong answers.
Well, you know what? I actually had the right answer, and I got screwed out of the B-dubs. So I'm not happy because I knew we'd be going to B-dubs tonight.
Yep, and Bubba was rooting for you.
Curveball right across the edge of the plate.
He was
going to
be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have sprung for everything tonight. But no, they took it away from me because I guessed 10, 11, 12, 13 at the same time.
Yeah.
Crazy. Mad at Bobby. That one's ripped out to right center, and that's nice going to get between them two fielders, and that's going to go all the way to the wall. Riley Will, he's coming around second. He's thinking about going to third, and I think he is, and now he's going to be in trouble. Here comes the throw to third, head first dive, and he's in there. How about that? That's aggressive running right there by Riley Will. And our
cutoff man hesitated for a split second.
He took was one on crow hop,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, that was weird.
So that's going to go down.
I think he was going to turn around and looking back, and he was already
wait for that.
He couldn't have gone back if he wanted to.
Did we just lose our mascot?
Yeah, our mascot just hopped off the table.
Yep, he's down here by the little toady frog.
Yep, Coach Camp caught us a toad and brought it over to the table for us. Thank his bless his little heart.
Yep.
Like a toad's going to scare us three big guys, you know what I mean? So the Indians with a guy at third base. Daniel Patch with a chance to drive in a little helper run here for him and get this game even back up. Tell you what, Riley put a nice move on that ball and drove that baby right to the base of the wall and never even thought about it.
Opposite field, power alley.
Nice.
He was thinking third out of the box.
I think he was too. Boy, there's a nice curveball. This young man's got a nice breaking ball right there. He drops that baby in there and I'm pretty impressed with his arm.
Well, Ben's got to focus on just putting in play, getting that run in.
Yeah, our softball coach just walked up. So,
oh, good.
To watch his son play.
Excellent.
He doesn't get many chances to
low.
Do that.
Yeah. Two balls and a strike now to Daniel Patch. Bruiser Deuce on deck.
Bruiser Deuce. I like that.
I do too. That one is all he had to do. That's hit out towards right field. I think it's going to fall in there, and it does.
Yep.
So an RBI single by Daniel Patch. He just went with that pitch, drove it out towards right field, and dropped it in front of the right fielder, and we have us a brand-new ball game all knotted up at once. RBI single for Daniel Patch. And the other night, the Indians were at Sidney Lehman, and I listened to you guys, and we just pounded the ball, didn't we, Spencer?
Yep, we were hitting.
So
now
they
didn't have their good pitcher up against us because they were saving for a league game, but we were hitting very well, very well.
Ducey takes that one outside. Well, and I think that showed here in the first inning. We still had that mentality. We wanted to hit, and we went up there, and we ripped it the first pitch, ripped it the first pitch, and made three outs and four pitches. So making him work a little more now here in the second. One run across the plate already.
Now, if it was a one-inning game, we didn't do the right thing. But
that's right.
You know, get out there. If you're going to play seven innings, just swing the bat. When you know you can hit, swing the bat.
Heck yeah.
And I think that's what we're doing this year. Sure looks like it so far.
Swinging a miss at high cheese right there by number six, Brock Deuce. Nobody out here. Top of the second inning. Score's tied at one. Daniel Patchett first.
Fastball.
He sits on it. He drives it out towards right center. The right fielder is going to come over. He's got some time to make the grab, and he does. Patchy back over to first.
Just missed it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he just missed that baby. He had a good cut on it, and that's going to go down as a fly ball to the right fielder for out number one. Patchy's going to stay at first, and Patchy obviously isn't a big stealing threat. It's 6'5", probably pushing. I bet he's pushing
240.
I was going to say 250, 260, and he's a big boy. So Landon Post steps in. Landon takes a strike. I thought just a smidgey high there at the letters, but Steve Rack number one to Landon Post.
Up and out. I think this kid can really handle a bat. There it is.
That one's over his head. One ball, one strike. Dylan Evers on deck. Dylan playing left field tonight. Had another good pitching performance at Sidney Lehman. He's 2-0 on the year. Indians 2-1. That one's taken outside.
He looked really good both times.
Yeah, he is.
Really good both times.
He's been solid.
Yep. We knew he had a good summer season, whatever you called that.
Season,
you can't really go by that because when all the competition that usually
that
was there.
In the dirt.
Right.
Quick throw down to first. Patchy back just in a nip of time. Three balls and a strike now to Landon Post. Dylan on deck with Derek Luckenfelt in the hole.
3-1, sit on your pitch here.
Absolutely. My favorite pitch to swing at. He swings at it, takes a heck of a cut at it.
He liked it.
Just missed it. It was a strike right down the middle, and just a little tardy on that swing, and that makes it the full count.
He's going to try to send that into the next county.
Yes, he was.
That was a big swing. I'd like to see him get a hold of one.
That one he hits out towards right field. Right fielder going back, playing him about perfect. That's going to be out number two.
Yep. Man.
Just not quite getting around on this young man and taking everything out to right center. And I think because Coach Feely said the other night we hit against a young man that was throwing probably in the 50s.
Yeah.
Right.
And now we're throwing against a guy that's probably throwing in the 70s.
Our timing is just a little off.
Just a little late. That's all.
I think the furthest ball to the left side was Kobe's
rocket to the shortstop. Yeah.
Everything else has been to the right side.
Yeah. Dylan takes his first pitch down in the dirt for ball one. Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think the second time through is going to be a little different for us.
Right. Everybody's seen him once.
Yeah, that one's in the dirt.
Good.
Gets away from the catcher, and that's going to move Patchy down to second. So Patchy gets down there on a fast ball, and now we've got a runner in scoring position. So if Dylan can get a nice base knocker here, I think we might see a play at the plate because unless he hits a gapper.
Right. We'll see. I'd take a double right now.
I'd take a double is exactly right.
Did he swing at that or not? I don't think he did.
I think it's 3-0. Let's
3-0.
See what he puts up.
Yep. Yeah, it's
3-0.
Yep.
They don't have scoreboard work in here, so that's probably a good thing.
The scoreboard's out in right field.
Oh. We can't see right field.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Taken all the way was Dylan. That's three balls and a strike. Is that right? They have a scoreboard out there?
Yep.
Oh, be dang dang.
It's behind Kobe and Ryan.
Windy day here at Delphus. Ooh, Dylan thought he had ball four, and umpire rings him up for a strike, and now it's a full count.
I gotta be a hitter, bud.
Dylan steps back in. Here comes the pitch. Swings, gets a piece of it, comes back and hits the umpire right in the face mask. Ooh. And that, my friends,
that had hurt a little bit. He was looking at it as if it might have done something to the mask, but I think he's okay.
If that really was Chuck Hine, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
If that was Big Charlie, down he'd go. He'd say, that's it, boys, I'm done. Somebody else can umpire.
He's definitely switching out with the first base umpire. At least.
Good move by the Chuck catcher to go out and
Chuck wouldn't do the bases.
Time.
Chuck would not do the bases. He'd have to move.
Yeah.
Get him a lawn chair and sit out there in one spot. He might
just
be
do the best you can, Charlie. Just stay right here and do the best you can, my friend. Here comes the 3-2 again. That one's taken down and outside, and that's going to be ball four. So a nice piece of hitting by Dylan Evers. He'll move down to first on a base on balls. Patchy over to second. So now the Indians with two runners on, and Derek Lochtefeldt with a chance to do a little damage, and then we'll roll back to the top to Ryan Post.
That was just about the same pitch that you got called strike two on.
It was a little lower, though, wasn't
it?
Yeah, it was a little bit lower, I think. That one's taken for a strike. Good fastball. He's throwing a lot of fastballs first pitch. Did you notice that?
Yep. I think the top, once we get back to the top,
that'll change.
Jump all over it if he sticks with it.
If he doesn't change, yeah.
I hope he doesn't know that.
That one right across the outside edge for a strike. So Derek finds himself in a hole in a hurry, and he's down 0-2. All tied up here at once. Top of the second inning. Gets a piece of that one, fouls it back, and that's going to hit the tailgate of a Chevy Silverado.
A black one. Don't think that's any of ours.
Nope. I'm in good shape. Fiat's my truck, more power to it.
Yep, I'm down on the other side of that block building.
I'm in Fort Recovery, my friend.
Oh,
well. We went with Fee drove the old clunker today. Drove the shop car. Perfect. Curveball, absolutely perfect.
Man.
Completely froze Derek for strikeout. And first strikeout of the game here for Delphi St. John's. But in the inning, Indians pick up the tying run, and we go to the bottom of the second. All knotted at one.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, I gave it away. So we're back.
Yeah, we're back here. We're talking about getting the tickets tomorrow for tomorrow's game at...
online only.
Yeah, online only. $6 a ticket. All comes back to the fort. But you got to sign up for Ticketmaster or something? Was that what it was?
Ticketmaster, and then you have to put in your stuff. It's going to be one of those...
It just takes a little time. It's not hard.
One of those things on your phone
that... That's right.
That you have to take care of. I got through it with no problem, but that was the ones that we gave away to Beckwith Camp.
Oh, okay.
And we had all kinds of trouble getting transferred from me to her.
I transferred one to Harrison today. It was a piece of cake. That was the easiest thing
I did.
Well,
part of the problem was I put her email address wrong. It was bright.net, and I put brightnet.com.
Well, that'll do her. That'll do her.
But my computer didn't tell me that it didn't deliver it. And gotcha. I did that last Wednesday, and you know, this week she's trying to find the tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we got it straightened out.
Good deal. Well, the Blue Jays come up here to bat here in the bottom of the second inning, and the first batter goes down swinging. Brady Zeller was the DH, and that's going to bring Curtis Mueller to the plate with Jack Gurker on deck. There's a ground ball out to Landon Post. Landon comes up, fires nice over to stretch. Kendrick Wendell, and Kendrick Wendell with a huge stretch at first base. Yep. That's the second time I've seen that this year, and I tell you what, that young man, for as big as he is, he can get...
That's a splits.
He did.
More flexible than I am.
That's unbelievable. It's two up, two down.
They think he came off the bag.
Uh-oh. Now there's going to be some talking, and the umpires are going to have to get together, so I'll just kind of wait here on the book.
The base umpire asked to see the ball.
And he is safe.
And the home plate umpire says what? He pulled his foot.
He is safe. I'll be ding-dang. So I already got my book screwed up.
Nope. He's running off.
Nope.
He's out.
What's the damnest thing I've seen right there? Did that guy not say safe?
Right? The umpire gave the safe sign.
Changed his tune?
Yeah.
So now I scribbled out the correct thing. I'm in a rage.
You finally got to be wrong. You were right, but you were wrong, but you turned out it was right.
That's the
first mistake you ever made.
I can't believe that. That is a rocket out towards right center, and that is going to hit the ground, and that's going to go all the way to the fence. So Gurker's going to round first. He's heading to second. He's thinking about going to three, and no, he holds up right there. So Coach Jackson held him on second, and I think he would have been dead meat because Landon had the ball already, and he was only a step or two around second. So stand-up double for Jack Gurker, and that's going to bring Devin Sanders to the plate. Go ahead, run now. 180 feet away. Daniel Panch will step back up on the mound.
A little bit of a size difference between Daniel and the batter right now.
A little bit.
Exactly.
Wow. A little bit. I know who I'd be betting on in a wrestling match.
Yeah.
I know which
Hole
one.
Number 66.
Yeah. I know which one could body slam the other one.
That one's taken on the outside edge.
The batter's pretty wiry. See, he might have some moves, but...
Right.
Daniel just has to catch him. That's the hardest thing for Daniel. Runner out at second. Devin Sanders at the plate. Takes a cut at that one, and that's going to be good morning, good afternoon, and good night again for Daniel Pat. Strikeout number 4. They strand a runner. We've got 2 in the books, and we're all knotted at 1.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, here we go. We're back for the top of the third inning. Indians going to roll the top. Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Kendrick Wendell. First three batters here for the Indians. Ryan Post swung at the first pitch and popped him up to the third baseman last time up. Folks, if you get Friday afternoon off, don't forget about tomorrow afternoon's game down at Daer Ballpark, home of the Dayton Dragons. Ought to be a fun one.
Did that stadium just get renamed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What was it before?
Fifth Third.
Fifth Third. Okay, yeah. That sounds better.
That's what most people know it as. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. I got to look at the paper every time I say it. There's a ground ball pulled foul down the first base line. So Ryan finds himself in the hole.
Just right through to Coach Feely's hand there. He had put his hand out and it got past him.
Man, he don't let many past him.
Yeah, if it was important, he'd have blocked it.
Yeah. He threw his body in front of it.
Yep.
Thought he was in a hurry. He could have put in a little more effort.
Wasn't that important to him?
Nope.
I guess not.
Nope.
That one's taken outside. Good eye by number 13, Ryan Post. Saturday, the Lady Indians host Franklin Monroe in a doubleheader. That starts at 11 a.m. So get out and root on for the Lady Indians on Saturday. Having a heck of a season so far. That's a base knock out towards left field, slicing away, and that's going to get down in front of the left fielder. So Posty leads us off with a leadoff single in the top of the third, and that's going to bring Kobe Wendell. Kobe Wendell hit the ball as hard as anybody for the Indians other than Riley Wills' triple.
Yep.
Kobe hit an absolute missile to the shortstop, and before we knew what was going on, it was already caught and getting thrown around. So
let's see what Coach decides to do with Ryan on first. Maybe try to get him to second with nobody out, or maybe Kobe lays a bunt down.
Kobe will do whatever it takes. If he thinks we got a bunt, he'll bunt. Coach Jackson from Delphi's thinking the same thing and trying to keep Ryan over at first base. Ryan just keeps improving that batting average, folks. Another one over there. Indians with a little chatter. Kobe still ain't seen a pitch, been in there forever.
He's going to forget about Kobe.
Here comes the pitch. And he was way out in front of that breaking ball. And
man.
Pulled the string on that,
yeah,
baby,
he
didn't
did.
He?
Kobe was almost on a knee already before the ball came through the plate.
He couldn't slow her down anymore.
Nope. He was anxious. He had to wait in the box forever.
0-1. Now he's squaring around the bunt. Pulls it back. That's taken outside. And there goes Ryan down to second, and he's in there. So nice play by the Indians. Kobe squares around the bunt. Showed it early, which made the pitcher not throw him a strike. So he threw it outside, which gave Ryan some time to get down there. And a nice job by the Indians right there. So now Ryan's down there in scoring position, and Kobe has a chance to drive him in. One ball, one strike to number 7.
Leadoff guy's on second for 2-3-4. We got to take advantage of this.
That
situation.
One's up in his eyes, and that's going to be taken for a ball. Yeah, that was definitely a no-doubter what they played there and showed that bunt. And the pitcher was like, well, I ain't going to throw you a strike if you're going to bunt it. Worked perfect. Here comes a 2-1. That's a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Shortstop fields it, bobbles it, and he's going to have no chance of getting the speedy Kobe Wendell heading down first base line. So that's going to be the first error of the game, and that goes against Delphi St. John's shortstop. So now the Indians have a lot of action going here. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Kendrick Wendell and Riley Will on deck. Got to face 3 and 4 now.
That shortstop was throwing it before he got the ball.
Yeah, I think he wanted to hold Ryan there and still get him, but first thing you got to do is get the ball.
Yeah, that's a freshman out there playing shortstop. Yeah, he's made a couple of plays already.
Yeah, exactly. Kendrick takes first pitch and swings at that one.
The kid's only a freshman?
Yep.
Freshman.
Looks
freshman
pretty good shortstop. For freshman.
Yeah.
Wouldn't look too bad if he was a senior.
He's getting DH'd for right now, so.
Yeah.
Young man's got some skills out there at the old number 6 position.
If you're starting varsity as a freshman, you probably got a pretty good career looking at you in the face here.
No doubt about it. Here comes the 0-1 to Kendrick. Kendrick waits on that curveball.
Especially at shortstop.
Goes outside, so it's 1-1.
Middle infield or pitching, catching. And you can hide somebody like that if you need to have an extra one. You can hide them in right field or first base or something if they're tall, but that can't hide them at shortstop.
No, you can't.
Kendrick calls timeout. Steps off the plate.
Just
Posty down except second. Kobe at first. Wind's picking up. That is a rocket down towards left field, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit, only enough to move all the runners up. So how about that, folks? Three up and three on. So Kobe moves over to second. Kendrick with a base hit.
Three nice singles.
First, yeah, absolutely.
And now our triple hitter up. It's maybe you'll find a gap.
Yeah, last time up, Riley Will drove one out there to right center and ended up with a head-first dive triple.
He might have to stop at second this time with Kendrick on base in front of him.
Kendrick's going to say, whoa, cowboy. There's a curveball a little high and outside.
I can't tell which direction. Is the wind going out to right?
I think it is. It seems like it's blowing from our left to right, so from home plate out to right field. That one's a nice stop by the catcher right there. That's in the dirt.
Earlier, it was blowing out to left because it's blowing from behind us.
Yeah, blew the parachute.
Yep. So I think it's out of the south now. But
swirling around.
Yep.
That one's taken outside, so the pitcher finds himself in a hole here. Three balls, no strikes, no place to put.
Scoreboard has it at 2 now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's. See what the umpire's got going on there. Can't see his fingers.
I think that was 3.
I think it's 3-0.
Yep, they just put it up. Just now put it up, yep.
Here comes the 3-0. He's taking all the way, and that's taken right down the middle of the plate for a strike.
Ryan's getting a very big lead at third. I think the pitcher's in the windup, but
he is in the windup, and yeah, he's 40 feet down the line. Easy.
I'd be talking to my
that was taken high and inside, and that's going to be a base on balls, and that's going to bring in the go ahead run for the Indians. So Ryan Post comes around, he scores.
Good job, Ryan.
Kobe now over to third, Kendrick at second, and Riley Will with a base on balls down at first base. So the Indians got a little something-something going here in the top of the third inning. Looks like Coach Jackson going to call timeout and go out and talk to his pitcher. We'll take a quick break here, Spencey. We'll take one commercial break, and we'll be back. Indians got them loaded.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us at Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're going to keep the young man up there on the mound, and Coach Jackson heads back to the dugout. Bases are loaded. Daniel Patchett to plate. Patchett had an RBI single the last time up. Drove in Riley Will. Now he's got a chance to drive in a couple more here. Help his own cause.
Come on, Daniel.
And that one is swung on and hit out towards center field. Yes. And it gets center fielder with a hell of a try to try to dive and catch that. But it's going to land. We're going to score 1. We're going to score 2. And here comes Riley Will right behind Kendrick Wendell. He completely caught him. He was right on his horse.
I thought he was going to step on his heel.
That was a classic.
I mean, it was close.
Riley Will caught Kendrick Wendell right at the home plate. And he was almost pushing him across the plate. Right,
another 10 feet, he could have passed him. But I don't think that's legal.
Nice job by Daniel Patch.
That was awesome.
3-run stand-up double.
He got his
base
9-iron clearing. Out for that one.
He did. He punched that baby out there. And the center fielder, man, he had a heck of an attempt to get that baby. And it was just out of his reach. He made a diving effort for it. So now the Indians score 4 runs in the top of the third inning. And we're still waiting for our first out.
Yep. And that one gets up.
And that one's going to get past the catcher and move Patchy over to third now.
So Brock can get him an RBI pretty easily here.
Fly ball, ground ball, pretty much anything in play except back to the pitcher probably.
4 hits and a walk so far in this inning here for the Indians. And nobody out. Bruiser Deuce at the plate. Deucey takes that one, gets past him again, and they have a short backstop here. Yep. And
the faster runner could have got thrown out trying to catch it.
And that baby popped off of that fence.
It was back.
He could have just kind of sidearmed that ball to the pitcher. He was only 10, 12 feet away from home plate.
Yeah, I think there's a hole over there under the fence over there. That'd be a free base, wouldn't it?
That would definitely be a free base. That one's taken outside. So three balls, no strikes now to Brock Deuce. Deucey taking all the way, I'm quite sure. But got a pawn. You got a duck on the pawn down there. He's taking all the way, and it's right across the heart of the plate.
It's tough to take that one.
Yep. On Monday, he was Coach Kalp was letting him swing on 3-0, several guys.
Now he shows bunt, pulls back, and takes strike two.
And now he's down. Still nobody out. Four runs.
Nice battle back there by the pitcher, and now he's got him at full count. It's all right. Put it in play, Deucey. Just put it in play anywhere. And he does.
Rocket
out to right field. Did it fall in there, Derek?
Yes, it did.
So another RBI single for the Indians. Brock Deuce now. That's the fifth hit of the inning for the Indians. That brings Daniel Patch home. And it is now a 6-1 ball game in favor of the Purple and White.
And still nobody out.
Nobody out. Indians going to bring their seventh hitter to the plate this inning in Landon Post. Landon flew out to the right fielder last time up.
Keep it rolling, Landon.
That one's taken for a strike at the knees. Dylan Evers on deck for the Indians, followed by Derek Lochterfeld. Bottom of the lineup wants to get on the fun here. That one's in the dirt. Nice block here by the catcher. The old Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. I don't know how far it is out to left field, but it looks like a long way.
Well, I think
that one's taken outside.
I feel like the infielders are standing really far away from us.
Yeah, always. Don't you think? Looks like the left field wall is like way out there. There's no numbers on it, but
it'd be quite the poke job.
I do remember, Jake, wasn't it? That's a rocket over towards the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it, fires over to the second baseman. Second baseman rolls it over to first. Can't get the double play, but a nice play by the shortstop. And Landon Post will reach on a fielder's choice. Brock Deuce goes down 6-4 in the book for out number one in the top of the third inning.
See if Dylan hops on a first pitch fastball. He seems to be just trying to get that first pitch down the middle of the plate.
Man, threw
as soon as
speeder.
I said that.
Yeah, he threw an off-speeder.
He's probably listening.
Yep. I got to start whispering.
If he is, he's 18 seconds behind, so he didn't hear you. Now he did.
There goes the runner. Pitches up high.
Get there.
That's down and gets past the second baseman. He's going to pop up, and Landon's going to take off for third, and he's going to make it easy sliding in there. Nice job by Landon Post. So now Dylan with a chance to either have a sacrifice or anything can bring him in here. Get that baby in play, and Dylan can get an RBI here. I thought he was dead meat.
I thought he was, too.
Yeah, I thought
that. I don't know if Landon got in the way of the ball for the second baseman.
It just kind of got kind of a mess down there at second base, and it bounced away from the second baseman. That one's taken way outside. This young man threw four pitches in the first inning, and I bet he's at 40 in this inning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's thrown a lot of pitches.
Oh, he definitely feels like he's thrown 40 this inning.
Spencey takes care of our pitch count.
Yeah, at 308 right now.
He's at 308? That's a pretty good arm for
I may have made that up.
How many days rest you got to sit out after you throw 308?
He will throw again in March, or in May, I should say.
End of May.
Yep. End of May. I'll be back, boys. I'll get you in tournament.
Come on, Dylan.
Here comes the pitch to Dylan. Dylan looks at that one nice and low.
He thought about it with the outer rack.
What kind of count we got there?
Full count.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We were in.
According to the scoreboard.
Had the payoff pitch coming. Here comes the 3-2 in the dirt, and that's going to be ball four. So with one away, Indians now have runners at first and third, and Derek Lochtefeld coming to the plate. This is going to be the old classic. Derek ain't going to break out the delayed steal.
I don't know. Derek just made him go through the signs again, so I think Derek might have wanted to make sure.
Derek's like, wait a minute. You thinking what I'm thinking? You ain't thinking.
What did you say, Coach?
Let's do that one more time.
You gotta be kidding me.
You had to screw that up.
I saw Coach Galp looked at him. He's like, really? I got to go through these again.
He shows bunt, pulls back. Dylan fakes down. They fake the throw. Nobody moves. Yeah, Dylan. I could see Dylan over there. He wanted to see the sign again, too. And Coach Kalp didn't see that. So Dylan didn't know the sign. Derek knew the sign. Everybody knew it except the guy at first. Now he's taking off and he's gone. And there goes the throw all the way down. And he's going to be safe. And here comes the runner.
They might have had a chance on him at second if they would have slapped a tag on him.
Yeah, I thought it was a bang-bang play at second and turned around, and here come Landon Post home. So Landon comes in to score. And that is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th run of the inning here so far for the Indians.
And we got another duck on the pond.
I think Dylan is now in scoring position.
I think Dylan just said to the coach, don't do that to me again.
Derek now takes that one outside. One ball, two strikes to our number nine hitter, Derek Lochtefeld. Ryan Post on deck. He started this whole thing out with a single about nine batters ago. Yep. And he got out in front of that baby and had to wait and foul it off to the screen. Sticking around, though. Sticking around.
Keep fighting, Derek.
Derek steps back in. Looks at the runner. Here comes the pitch. That's high. Two balls, two strikes. So Brady Kerner is finding out real quick he doesn't want to pitch 45 pitches an inning, isn't he?
Yep. We still got one out?
We have one out. Now he throws that one up and behind his head, and now Derek has worked his way back to a full count. This has to be about the last batter.
Has to be. Then before the top.
Well, and the top of the order is coming up, yeah.
That's exactly right. Here comes the 3-2. Dylan out at second. Ooh, and he rung him up, and I think on an outside
pitch. Yep, outside, but might be a sympathy call.
Yeah, Derek got it rung up, struck out looking. His second time struck out looking so far in this ball game for out number two. And the second strike out of the game for Kerner.
Come on, Ryan. I'd like to have that run.
So he's going to stay in there. And Ryan Post is going to come back to the plate for his second attempt in the same inning. Indians lead 7-1. That was taken a little bit outside.
Ryan singled first time up, first time this inning, right?
The first time up, yep. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five hits so far in this inning. He's walked two.
It's been a while.
Major cut.
I knew he got on base. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I think we had three straight singles.
Yep, that's right.
And all of them were just enough to move everybody one base, I think.
That's all it takes.
Yep.
One ball, one strike to our leadoff man, Ryan Post. That one is a ground ball over the first baseman. He fields it himself, steps on the bag, and that's out number three. But in the inning, a lot of trouble here for Delphus St. John's. The Indians take 10 batters to the plate. They score 6 runs. And at the end of 2.5, it's the Indians 7. Blue Jays 1.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have 2 convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
All right, we're back here in Delphus, St. John's. I'm Dave Kalp along with Derek Bax. Spencey on a little potty break. We're going to try to take care of things. We're going to probably screw some up, won't we, Derek?
I was just happy the mic's turned back on.
Yeah. Here we go. Patchy out there for the bottom of the third inning. Indians got a little cushion here at 7-1 lead. And they're going to roll back to the top with Grothaus, Kerner, and Wurtenberger. First three batters for the Blue Jays. First pitch in there for a strike.
Like to see Daniel have a quick inning and get the bats back out.
Exactly, exactly. That one's popped up.
Staying in the field.
I can't see what's going on over there, but
it was caught.
Sounds like an out. All right, I'm going to say it was caught by probably Kendrick.
I think Derek got it. I think Derek called it.
Oh, you think it all the way came in?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right. Pop up to the right fielder, out number one. And that's going to bring Brady Kerner to the plate. Brady Kerner is the only one that scored. He reached on a base on balls the first inning and then came around on a Trent Lindemann base hit.
Brady's got to be about worn out. He's the only one that scored, and he's thrown about 25 pitches now?
I don't know if he's got 325. He was at 308 when Spencey counted last.
Yeah.
He probably did throw another 10, 12 pitches. He's mad, though.
Yeah, he's mad.
That one's taken high. Apache had a big break in there. He's got to come out and get limbered up here a little bit. That one's taken high. Ball four. So after a leadoff out, Brady Kerner earns a walk, and he heads down to first base. That's walk number two given up by Daniel Patch. Last time he walked somebody was Kerner, and he came around to score.
I think he stole second base, too.
He somehow got over there because Wurtenberger drove him in with a single, so I think he was on second.
Oh, he's leaning again.
Oh,
man.
Close?
Yeah, very close. Very,
I think it could have went either way.
If the umpire had been down here instead of having to be out in the center, I think he might have been able to see that he probably got him.
Yeah.
But that's how this has to go. That umpire has to be where he is, and it's a little tougher to see that.
That one's going to get past Riley, and Riley's going to pick it up. And
yep.
He knows right there he should have caught that one. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
So Kerner moves down to second on a pass ball, and that was just strictly Riley's fault. He just didn't get his glove out there far enough. So Wurtenberger now with a chance to drive in the number two run here for the Delphus St. John boys. That one is...
This umpire's thinking, man, I got to come from behind me now.
It zinged over his head.
Zinged over his head, hit the pole, and it went all the way out to the third baseman.
And came back over his head.
Man. Bruiser picked the ball up at third base.
He's struggling.
Chuck Hines is like, this is crazy. I'm not doing any more games.
Chuck would have gotten hit somehow.
That one's high, too. Patsy's got all his pitches up high right now. Here you go, Daniel. Come on now.
He's finding his release point back.
Yeah, he's just. There's one down in the end. Perfect pitch right
nice.
There. Strike two. I believe it's 2-2 now to Wurtenberger, Trent Lindemann on deck.
They've 1-2 on the scoreboard, but they've been wrong a couple of times.
I think it's 2-2, but I don't know. That one's popped up.
That might be out of play.
Probably going to be out of play. And it is.
Yep, they've put it to 2-2 now, so you were right.
Well, he found that one off, so yeah. It could have still been.
No, they had it at one ball, two strikes.
Oh,
and now they moved it to two and two. So yeah, so they, you guys were right. It just was they've had it. They've been a little slow on it a couple of times. That's okay if they're watching the game instead of.
It is tough sometimes.
Yes, I hate running the
scoreboard. Here comes the 2-2.
Wow.
Oh, man.
3-3-3.
Oh, boy.
Somebody's got to cover home.
That's Daniel's job.
Yep.
He wasn't interested.
That's Daniel's job. So, what happened there? The ball got past Riley Will, goes back to the screen. He picks it up, and he's going to throw it down to third. Throws it wide to third on a slip is what he did.
Yeah.
And the ball goes out to left field. And Kerner comes around and scores to make it a 7-2 ball game. That's going to go down as an error.
Another foul ball.
Inside out swing, fouled on the right field line.
Wartenberger still at the plate.
I feel like this has been a 20-pitch at-bat. Maybe 10.
Well, there were two throws over to first, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So, makes it seem a lot longer.
Swing and a miss right there. Nice pitch by Daniel Patch. Strikeout number 5 for Daniel. Two outs, and now Trent Linneman comes to the plate. Trent Linneman, the big senior here for the Blue Jays, singled in the first run of the game, steps back in the box, and he absolutely rifles one out there to left field, and that's over Dylan's head. Dylan's going to come up with it. He's going to fire into the shortstop, gets over the shortstop's head, gets past the cutoff play, and all the way over to Kendrick Wendell. So a nice piece of hitting by Trent Linneman. He's 2-for-2 in this ballgame, and that's a good hit right there.
That one was hit hard.
He turned on that baby, and
that was
Dylan had no chance.
Dylan was like,
And Dylan wasn't playing real far in, and that went over his head.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a laced rocket.
Yep.
So a double by Linneman. One run across the plate so far in the bottom of the third inning. Indians still enjoy a 5-2 lead, or a 7-2 lead, 5-run lead, I should say, and Delphi's looking to cut into it.
Heads up. They're finding that pull.
So
up
our new baseball field, when we get done, this will all be brick back here.
How are we going to see then?
It won't be much. We'll see right across the brick.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll see. Actually, we'll be up in the press box.
That's right. We'll be in the new press box.
Not that we don't like the one you built, but we're in now.
That one's taken high for a ball.
Because that's a nice one.
That new one's got a new countertop, new floor.
Yeah.
Huh? Looking good in there.
Looks great. I'm thinking we ought to just stay where we are now.
How'd the new much clamps
better.
Work?
Much better. Keeps good. The water out. Spencey said there was only just a little bit.
Yep.
In that one spot. So now we got a beach towel laying in there to soak that up, so we should be good to go.
Perfect.
Yep. We won't be getting under that.
Spencey limit. Won't be able to go to the beach anymore because we used his only towel.
Sell new nice ones every day.
Right, you can get yourself a new beach towel.
Yep. Or just wash
that one. Said Smith Chevrolet, so it's got a couple years on it. That was from 1974. Don't need hardly soak any water up anymore.
Now, one that at Rosberg at Go-Go.
That one's going to get past Riley, and the runner's going to move over to third.
Throws it down there.
Coach Kopp, I could hear him in there saying,
hold it! He's getting frustrated.
Yep. Yeah, well, we got a little sloppy there, and Coach Kopp don't like to see that. I don't care if you're up 10 runs.
Yeah, their Delphus' coach was telling me their, I think it was their JV played, I believe, Waynesfield Goshen yesterday,
right
maybe.
Right there, strike three,
earlier
looking
this week.
Nice job by Daniel Patch to get out of the inning.
And
so
go ahead.
No, the Indians hold them to one run, and we got three in the books. Indians 7, Delta St. John's 2.
Well, I'm having trouble finding them. There we go.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we go. We're getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. It's going to be Kobe Wendell, Kendrick Wendell, and Riley Will, first three batters. Last inning, the Indians put 10 batters to the plate, scored 6 runs, and kind of took control of this ball game. The young man from Delphus is going to stay on the mound. He's going to come back out there, and Brady Kerner back out there on the mound, facing 2-3-4 again. That pitch is taken down at the ankles for a strike, and
Kobe didn't like it.
Kobe didn't like it, nor did I. Kobe with a big fly the other night at Sidney Lehman. That one's taken over his head. One ball, one strike.
You've never hit a home run in your career, have you?
Don't give me a break.
Baseball? I don't know if he did. Softball, he hit more than one.
Oh, Spencer. That one's in the dirt. Two balls in the
strike. Thinking you said you were a skinny little kid in high school.
I was a skinny little kid, but I could hit the ball.
Okay.
To shut my eyes and swing most of the time.
Hey, if it
just
works.
Like, just like everybody else, I think. That one's taken at the hands for a ball. 3 balls and a strike.
Does it hurt less if you get hit with a ball and you have your eyes closed?
No, it hurts like hell.
So why are you
closing
your eyes?
My first home run that I hit, it was a rainy, cold, drizzly day. There's a ball 4. Kobe Wendell heads down to first base, leadoff walk. Cold, drizzly day. Jeff Rammel was playing shortstop. I was playing second. And I go out. We go out. Nobody meets me at home plate. Nobody, nothing. Hit a home run. We're up 1-0. We go out, and Jeff Rammel said, how do we get a run? Dude, I hit a home run. JR said, really? Good shot, you know? I just remember thinking, I got no love for that. My first ever high school home run, and Tom Hall, I think, was the only one that actually saw it. JR said, I don't think that's right. We didn't score, did we? I said, I hit a home run. That one's low to Kendrick Wendell.
Catcher wanted that one.
So apparently he wasn't impressed.
Not really.
They must not have been expecting much when you were up there all getting sunflower seeds.
No, it was colder than hell. We was all huddled together like a bunch of grapes in the dugout. That one popped right back in our heads.
Good thing they put a fence up.
Yep, that's right.
The only guy that gave me 5 was Coach Leschler as I come around third.
Was that during COVID times or...
That was 19,
Spanish flu 1985.
There's a curveball way outside. There goes the runner. Down goes the throw. Nice backup down there. So Kobe's down at second now. Kendrick Wendell with a chance to bring in the Indians' 8th run of the game. Riley Will on deck.
Kendrick got 1 or 2 hits.
Kendrick got a base hit the last time up and grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. 1 for 2. But Kendrick helped us put the Purple Monster up that Saturday. That one is drove out towards right center field. And what's he got? A ground rule double?
Yeah.
Bounced over the fence. So ground rule double for Kendrick Wendell. He drives one out towards right center. Kobe comes around to score, and Kendrick walks over to second base.
Nice.
Yeah. That was a bomb.
Yeah, he smoked that baby.
This has got to be a very deep field if...
I mean, that was a...
yeah.
He hit that one about as hard as he can hit.
I agree. From here, it looks like left field is 400 feet.
Right.
And four recoveries is like, what, 320? 310?
I mean...
We got the purple monster. That one's popped up over our heads.
I thought it was gone off the bat at the beginning. I mean, to be honest, but...
Yeah, I thought it was, too. I do remember, I think it was Jacob Holman that hit an absolute moon ball out into those trees out in center field. Riley steps back in. Riley's hit a triple in the second inning, and he walked in the third inning, scored both times. He's the only Indian to score two runs. Nope, I'll take that back. Kobe Wendell now has two runs in this ball game. Kendrick standing out at second. There's a curveball hit right back up the middle.
Yes, sir.
And a nice piece of hitting by Riley Will. Coach Kalp going to hold Kendrick up at third base. So the Indians now at first and third. Nice piece of hitting right there. Riley now 2 for 2.
He's been hitting the ball really well this spring.
You know, Coach Feely said Riley Will is really hitting the ball. And then we played that first game, and he just looked like he never swung a bat. And since then, he's just been lights out.
Yep. Well, I think the coach is going to come out.
Yep, coach is going to come out. Maybe. I think he's going to probably pull this young man. I don't know if he will. Yep, he's going to make a pitch and switch. So we'll take a little switch here ourselves. We'll have a couple commercials and thank our sponsors.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is...
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, we're back here at Delphi St. John's. Looks like we're going to switch the first baseman and pitcher back and forth. So Curtis Mueller is going to come in and pitch. He's a senior, number 19 for Delphi St. John's. And his first batter he's going to face is Daniel Patch. Bruiser Deuce on deck. Runners at first and third. Kendrick over at third. Riley Will at first. Young man comes in with a tight little spot here. Runners at first and third. Chances are Riley's not going to be at first very long. Patchy steps in. First pitch, and there goes the runner. It's a hit and run. He popped him up. Riley's coming back to first. Kendrick stays on third. So Patchy goes down with a fly ball to the shortstop. Four out number one, and that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate. Patchy's two for two before that at bat, and a single and a double.
Come on, Brock.
Brock Deuce steps to the plate.
One out.
One of my favorite players. Deucey shows button, gets back, and that ball's going to be kicked away by the catcher in an easy stolen base now for Riley Will. Now we got runners at second and third. Ducey with a chance to take both these guys in with a base knock. If he could pull one over that third baseman's head, he could run forever.
Yes, sir.
Especially if he could hook it a little bit and get it all the way in that corner. That could be an inside.
Hey, there's a scoreboard over there.
Yeah, that's the one I was looking at, and I said it didn't work. There's a strike taken at the ankles.
I believe about 4 or 5 years ago, they didn't have a scoreboard. They were getting, that one was laying out there, getting ready to get put up, the one that isn't working now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not sure what happened there. I didn't think to ask the coach about it because I assumed that was the one we were going to be using.
That was taken outside. Two balls and a strike now to Bruiser Deuce. Landon Post on deck. One run across, 8-2 ball game in favor of the purple and white. Opening MAC game. That one's taken outside. Interesting league this year. You know, I think there'll be some good baseball teams in the MAC. And,
yes.
And, you know, obviously you want to run the table, but that doesn't happen very often.
No.
And,
no.
You know, Coldwater's certainly done it. But I think it's going to be a pretty tight league. Ducey tries to go after a top one, and he checks the swing, and that's ball four. Nice
Coldwater
job,
lost to somebody this week that kind of surprised me. I don't remember who that was. Might have been, no, it wasn't Crestview. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I didn't see the score. I haven't been reading the paper.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think baseball is a lot harder sport to go unbeaten than probably any of the other ones because anything can happen.
Yeah, and you know,
and you have to have plenty of pitching.
Yes.
Well, and that's what I was going to get at. So so the bottom line is, you know, you get to those weeks where you have two league games, and you may only have one stud.
Right.
So it's tough. And Indians are fortunate to have some arms, and that was taking a little low to Landon. Bases loaded here, folks. Indians with an 8-2 ball or lead here in this ball game, and a chance to really blow it open with a Landon Post base hit. Landon reached on a fielder's choice last time, come around to score. That one is hit out towards the left fielder. Left fielder is going to go, and it's going to land in front of him. Here comes Kendrick, and everybody's going to move up one. We had to kind of maintain a little bit in case he caught that ball, and it fell right in front of him. So Landon Post with an RBI single.
Yeah, that could have been a triple play if everybody had been going on the crack of the bat.
We had a triple play the other night. Was that Sydney? Was that at Sydney we have a triple play? Was I listening to that, or was it a girls' game maybe?
Might have been the girls' game. I don't remember a triple play.
I think it was a girls' game. So here comes Dylan Evers, comes to the plate, and he swings at the first one right at his letters. And it's D-Rack 1. Base is still loaded.
Let's go,
one
Dylan.
Out here.
Come on, Dill. Find some grass.
Oh, that one is hit hard out towards the center fielder, and that's going to get past him. That's going to go all the way to the fence. Here comes Riley Will. He's coming around to score. Here comes Bruiser Deuce. He comes around to score, and Dylan Evers with a stand-up two-run scoring double. Indians just teeing off here.
He hit that one right on the screws.
Man, he did that right in the meat of the bat, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Postie over to third. Brock Deuce comes around to score. Riley Will scores. There's four more runs here in the inning. It's 12-2, folks. Indians getting this
big
thing
two
going.
Runs.
Scoreboard has 11-2.
Just hang on.
I'm not sure.
Just hang on. This book has never been wrong, Betsy.
Bubba kept it for a while.
Well, that's true. My co-part, he couldn't make her tonight. I would bet a bushel of apples that he is sitting there watching the Masters.
Yep. But he's probably listening.
He ain't listening. He's not listening.
He's got some popcorn in his
recliner. Let me look at my phone. Let me look at my phone, see if he's listening. That one's taken outside. I have zero text messages from anybody who wants to text us. Reach out. We'll give you a shout-out, 419-234-2976. Yeah, Bubba's sound asleep.
Not on Masters Week.
There's a ground ball right down the line. You're going to get past the third baseman, and that's going to score Landon Post. And here comes Dylan. He's going to come around to score. And a great piece of hitting by Derek Lockenfeld. How about that, folks? He hit that baby on the screws right down the line, two hopper and out in left field, and we scored two more.
You couldn't throw that one down the line better than that.
Absolutely not, man. He turned on that baby, and another two-run RBI single for the Indians, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 across the plate. Should be 13-2.
Now we're getting a pitching change again.
It looks like we are going to have another pitching change, so we'll take a quick break with them, and we'll be back in just a minute. Indians big lead, 13-2 over the Delphi St. John's.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here at Delphi St. John. Looks like Devin Sanders is going to come in and take over on the bump here for the Blue Jays.
Back to the top of the lineup as well.
Yeah, and we roll back. This is our ninth batter of this inning. So the Indians last inning put 10 to the plate. So far this inning we've put 9 to the plate. We've got one out. Derek Lockenfeld standing out there at second.
Scoreboard has us up 11.
13-2.
Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Yeah, we scored 6 this inning, 6 the last inning, and 2 in the or 1 in the second. You're good. Here comes the pitch. That's a hard hit ball out towards center field, and
no doubter.
That is a dead straightaway center field big fly by Ryan Post. Holy cow! Now he's getting greeted 1,000 times better than I did on my first time.
And he deserves it. I didn't, not to say that you didn't.
Hey, I put us up 1-0, not 15-2. That's a that right there was a Griffey home run.
Yep.
Just kidding. Hats off to Ryan Post. Big shot right there. That and that nice. Was smoked. So now we go to our 10th batter of the inning, and that score now is 15-2.
Kobe's got to be waiting for back-to-back jacks, right? Just hit
Kobe
one earlier
takes
this
one
week.
High, yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Why not?
Welcome to MAC Baseball. Young Mr.
Kobe's been getting drilled.
What's his name? Devin Sanders is a junior.
Right below the kneecaps. Second time tonight.
Yep.
That one's high over his head. 2-1. Kobayashi. Coach Batch yells out of the dugout.
It's a famous hot dog eater, right?
Come on, Kobayashi.
Yep.
Oh, that one was taken outside, but it was called a strike.
Yep.
Hey, it's 15-2. I think he's going to.
The strike zone just got bigger.
Yep, might as well.
Kobe's trying to break his brother's walk record.
That one he couldn't call a strike, and it was outside. Kobe was going to come uncorked on that. I believe it's 3-2 now. What's the scoreboard say out there?
3-2.
3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch. That's in the dirt, ball 4. So Kobe goes down to first. I have officially scratched out the number six inning, and I have now wrote in a four.
That's normally a good thing.
That is a good thing if it's on our team. This side of the book. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 runs across the plate so far in this inning. That one bounces
very
to
nice
the plate
block
by Kendrick. Good job by the catcher. Riley Will stands on the on-deck circle.
I feel like Kendrick smoked that ball to right field, and it didn't go out.
He obviously didn't hit it. Swing and miss by Kendrick. Pulled his head out. He was swinging for the stars on that one. Yeah, he just missed that baby because he put a pretty good move on that ball. But Rhines was just nothing but that was a major league home run.
Yeah, it was.
Quick throw over to first.
I never swang that hard, so I don't know I wonder if he knew it off the bat. I don't know.
You don't. It's like a golf shot. It's one of them when you hit the perfect golf shot, you don't even feel it.
Yeah.
That one's high and outside. Yeah, it's like it just hits the perfect spot in the mat. Uh-oh. I got a text message. Something tells me and my little partner sitting back home on the couch just woke up. Let me see what we got. Nope. This guy we're working for. Bubba's still sound asleep.
Didn't you have a story about Kendrick? We were getting to it about.
Oh yeah, Kendrick helped us put the purple monster up, and I got the man our lift stuck, swinging a miss right there. I mean, we were stuck, and me and Bruiser Deuce was up top, and Dylan, we were hooking that baby up, and we couldn't move anymore. So it was right up his alley. I mean, he went and got his truck and his toe strap, swinging a miss, got him right there on strike three. So nice cut by Kendrick, but he goes down swinging. And that is only the third strikeout so far for the Blue Jays pitchers. And that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. So Kendrick, he runs up, gets his pickup truck, and he comes back with his toe strap and everything and hooks that baby up, and he had all four wheels smoking on the road, pulling that thing out, screaming, yee-haw! Man, I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, that seems right up his alley.
Yeah, he loved that stuff. That one's outside. There goes the runner. Kobe going down to second, and I think he got him. Yeah, it was a great play.
Stealing.
Great throw.
Real nice throw.
Yeah, great throw, and Kobe got down there and got thrown out for out number three. So we end the inning. Riley will lead us back off here in the fifth inning. But we pick up 1, 2, 3, 8 more runs, and it is 13-2. Not take that back. 15-2 in favor of Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
So we start the top of the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians up 15-2. And Derek, I think that, Patchy, I bet Patchy doesn't have 50 pitches, does he? through three innings?
I would say probably not.
Yeah, he's been pretty efficient there. He definitely didn't have many in the second inning. In the last inning, you know, he did walk a guy, and I just think he's kind of settled down into his groove. But, man, there's a nice pitch right down the heart of the plate for strike one.
It's been taking so long in between innings. Maybe.
Right. He's in there for 20, 25 minutes yeah. while we're batting. That one gets a piece of it back to the fence.
I'd like to see him finish it out.
Well, I think he will. I don't think he's got many pitches like we were talking. And you know, if we can hang on to this lead, he only has to pitch one more inning, and it'll be the 10-run rule. So we'll see once what happens here. And maybe Jerry will give him a break and bring him in for somebody else. Oh, swing and a miss right there. Nice piece of pitching right there.
Next Tuesday they play Parkway, so I don't know how long you have to the pitching rule or the pitches rule, whatever, how long you have to stay out.
Tuesday. I mean, heck, it's Thursday, so he'd have Thursday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. He could pitch.
Yep.
Okay.
He could pitch. Yeah, 5 days, yeah.
Strikeout number 6 now, or 7 for Patchy.
Wow.
So he's only given up a couple of walks. Yeah, next Tuesday, the Indians host Parkway. We have a game, obviously, tomorrow. We talked about it at Dayton Dragons Field, and then we're off until Tuesday night. We host the Parkway Panthers, which I guarantee you Parkway is going to come in with a good ball club.
Always.
I don't remember any time that they haven't been.
Always.
Even when they don't have a good record, they'll come in and beat you.
Well, they're just fundamentally sound.
Yep.
And that one's popped up and out of play.
Probably the last 50 years they've been.
Reached with a base hit and then was thrown out going to second. And he reached on a base on ball. So he is 1-for-2. That one's low and in the dirt. Starting to cool off. Isn't it? Starting to cool off here in Delphus.
We might be back on. Yep.
I love to hear it, Spencey. We're back on. If you just was listening to us, right now the ball game score is 15-2. Indians got a runner at first base. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Indians scored 1 in the second. We scored 6 in the third. We scored 8 in the fourth. Putting it to the Delphus St. John's boys. They've got 2 runs. They scored in the about hit Ducey right there. They scored 1 in the first and 1 in the third against Daniel Patch. Patchy so far being very strong on the mound for the Indians. Ducey taking all the way, first strike. New pitcher on the mound is Gavin Fitro, junior pitcher, number 12. Comes a pitch. That was taken for a strike on the inside corner for strike 2. Now we run the count to full. Patchy standing over there at first base.
Come on, Brock.
Here comes the payoff pitch. That's high for ball 4. So Ducey down to first. Daniel Patch over to second. Indians looking to play a little add-on here in the top of the fifth inning. Landon Post steps to the plate. Landon Post had a big hit the last time up. He scored a couple times, flew out to right field, and also hit into a fielder's choice.
Stay patient. Wait for your pitch to come. You just walked the guy in front of you. Good.
That one's taken high. 2 balls, no strikes to Landon Post. Dylan Evers on deck. Dylan with a big double the last time. Scored 3 runs. And
that was a shot.
That was a good shot. Landon goes after that one, and that's got a chance. Go over the second baseman's head.
Yes,
going to fall in front of the right fielder, and Daniel Patch, and everybody's going to move up. But Riley Will's going to be thrown out at second base on a force out, I think.
No, he was safe.
Oh, he was safe.
Yeah, fielder wasn't on the bag.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
And that's Bruiser. That's the Bruiser.
Oh, is it Bruiser over? Bruiser's over there at second. Why wouldn't he get to stand on the back?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's what I thought, because I looked up and I saw him stop. I thought he's not going back to first. Turned out he's standing on the bag.
Dylan takes strike number 1.
The fielder wasn't They threw it to the fielder where he was standing.
I was kind of confused there. It looked like his foot was on the bag from where we're sitting. I'm thinking, dude, you got to run down there harder than that. Ooh, that one taken right below the chin for a strike. Dylan not happy about that call, but big strike zone right now. Come on out here. Top of the fifth inning. Indians got bases loaded again for the third straight inning. That one's inside. Looks like we got a pinch hitter coming up here after Dylan. Christian Jones, a junior. That one's high and inside. Two balls, two strikes. To the big senior, Dylan Evers.
Another gapper would be nice.
Oh, yeah. That one's in the dirt, ball three. Good stop by the catcher. Catcher getting a workout back here today. Holy cow.
He's stopped a bunch of them that he probably he shouldn't have stopped.
He is. He's like, dude, hit the mitt.
I only got so many blocks in me.
Can't block anymore. I'm swinging a miss. Got him on a good fastball, so Dylan goes down swinging.
Well, it saves some RBIs for Christian Jones.
Yep. So Jonesy's going to step to the plate. His first at bat that I've seen him hit this year. Did he bat the other night?
Yep.
Did he?
Down at Sidney Lehman.
Yeah. Takes the first pitch and pops it up. It's going to be in play. Pitcher coming over to make the play, and he does for out number three.
Just missed it.
Yep, just missed that bad boy. But in the inning, the Indians pick up a couple of hits. We load the bases, but nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Indians need three outs to wrap this baby up. They lead 15-2.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
All right, we're back here in Delphi, St. John's. Daniel Patch back out there on the mound for the fifth and hopefully final inning of this ballgame. Indians lead by 13 runs. They just got to hold on to them here, and the Indians can get a quick five-run game here, or a five-inning game, and the old 10-run rule, the mercy rule, and head back south to the comfy confines of home.
About 2.5 hours ago, I would have said we wouldn't play this game.
Yeah, sun's just kind of hiding behind that cloud up there. And
yep. When I came up, it was still drizzling at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
and then it kind of stopped.
I believe that. Indians going to roll back, or the Blue Jays going to roll back to the top with Groundhouse, Kerner, and Wurtenberger. First three batters here for the Blue Jays. Indians looking to go here 1-0 early in the MAC. Two pitches, two strikes, and here comes the Uncle Charlie, Derek.
Well, I feel like Riley Will is, look how close he is to the batter. I mean,
swing and a miss, got him on high cheese, chased him up top, and that's going to be good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
He was setting up the Uncle Charlie.
Maybe
there.
That's what he was doing right there. That's strikeout number 8 for Daniel Patch.
And 4 1/3. That's getting her done.
That's not too bad.
8 strikeouts and 13 outs. That one's taken high for a ball. The number 7 in the starting pitcher. The only guy that scored so far for Delphi St. John's, Brady Kerner. Walk twice.
That's a double.
And that baby's going to pop in there over the third baseman's head for a base hit. So Kerner on all three times.
He's had himself a good offensive game there.
Yeah, yeah. He's been on all three times, scored both runs here for Delphus, and now he finds himself back out there at first base again. Only the third hit given up by Daniel Patch.
Did he get all three of them?
No, he walked the first two times. Okay. The kid on deck is 2-for-2.
Yep.
Hortenberger now steps in. He swings at the first pitch. It's D-Rack 1. Don't worry about the runner out there, that's for sure.
I wouldn't even hold him on.
Patchy wants to face that number 4 hitter one more time.
Yeah, I bet he does.
I can feel it. Quick throw over to first base. Tomorrow we'll be playing at Dayton, playing the Houston Wildcats, I believe. Aren't they the Wildcats?
Yep.
4:30 start. That's going to be a...
Yeah. With an hour and 10-minute drive and 10 minutes to park and 10 minutes to get in the ballpark.
Absolutely. Hortenberger gets a piece of that one, fouls it back to the screen. Nah, but it's always fun to go down to that
beautiful
field. And
they treat you like kings.
Yeah, they do.
The fans and us, I mean, they're so good to us.
It's pretty awesome that they do that. I think it's a great thing.
What's it?
Yeah.
So, one out, two strikes.
I think we
that
played...
That one's found back to the screen.
We played there track when two. I was a sophomore, I think.
And good play, Sandy.
Yeah, I think we got smoked. Yep. And Blake Boothman hit a home run after the game was over. That's we played right. like an extra inning or something.
They just finished the game out. Went but, to Mercy Rule and we finished the game out.
My favorite part of the game was they left the Dragons, they left a stick of pine tar in the dugout.
And curveball, somehow got I him found swinging, and gets away from Riley.
When I got home.
He's out.
It was runner on first.
Runner on first, he can't go. So the strikeout right there for Daniel Patch, second strikeout of the inning. Kerner goes down to third on that pass ball. Or second, I'm sorry. Strikeout now number 9.
I didn't hear the end of the pine tar.
He stole it. He stole it.
I found that in my bat bag when I got home from the game somehow. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Still got it today.
What is it? It's just a rag?
It's a stick.
It's a stick.
It's called Tiger Stick.
Cool.
It's pretty sweet.
So you owe the Dayton Dragons $4?
Yeah.
Probably less than that.
I'm sure they didn't miss it. But I thought it was cool. I used it for the rest of my high school career.
I love it. That's awesome.
It is cool. I can't top that story. It's a good one.
It must have just got mixed up with all the equipment when I was cleaning up.
Got a piece of that for a strike. Yeah. This is Trent Lindemann at the plate. He's 2-for-2 against Patchy. He's got two of the three hits. He's their senior. Last time up, he ripped one over Dylan's head. That one he chases a high cheese right there for a strike. Finds himself now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Patsy down to his last strike here. Blow one past him here one time, Daniel. I know you want to. That would be 10 strikeouts if he could get this guy.
Big pitch.
Don't worry about the runner. Here comes the pitch. Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie froze him, and it just dropped a little low for a ball.
Man, oh, man.
It looked pretty good till about a foot from the plate. And it got
that
down
thing
there
went
too low.
Fell off the table.
Yep.
Throw it again.
I agree. He didn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
Threw it right past him. Threw it over Riley's head, and that's going to be a base on balls. So Lindemann reaches all three times up. So the last two guys, Brady Kerner reached three times, and Trent Lindemann reaches three times, this time on a base on balls. Kerner goes over to third. So now it's first and third. Don't worry about that runner. Just maintain. Get this out. Let's get the heck out of here. Gavin Fittro, number 12.
And I think we're hoping to talk to Daniel Patch after the game.
Yeah, I think maybe we'll talk to Patch here after this game. He's got the time. Attack him here. Patsy looking for a complete game. If he can get the out here. That one's in the dirt.
You all right? Stay there, kids. Keep attacking it. Stay locked in. Finish your half.
I got a sneeze coming, Spencey. Get ready to turn me off. It's fading, though. It's fading. It could come at any time now. I hate that.
Yeah.
That one's high. Ball two.
Right in the middle of a word.
It was coming hard, then all of a sudden it dissipated. That sun came.
Well, we're all looking forward to it.
Yep. It's going to blow everybody away.
Come on, Daniel.
Here comes the 0-2. That one, he swings at the 0-2 and gets a piece of it, fouls it away. I think that was high and inside, didn't it? Kind of jammy?
Yeah.
Now we got a phone call coming in. Looks like it's Kobayashi's dad, Jeff Wendell, calling. Can't talk to you. How can he not be at the game?
Callie. I think she's
He's watching.
I believe.
All right.
Might have been listening, and he might think the game was over by now.
Especially since we were off the air for a few days.
Right.
My Wi-Fi hotspot just stopped working.
Come on, Daniel. Get in there.
Oh, boy.
That's a hard hit ball out towards center field. Center fielder going back. Comes off the wall. We're going to score one run. There goes the Lindemann over to third. And that, my friends, was the hardest hit ball, I think, given up. And that's Gavin Fittro with a stand-up double, an RBI double, to make the score 15-3.
Okay.
Lindemann over to third. Fittro to second with a double.
We have to be sure that these two runs.
Fourth hit.
Right at him, Daniel. Let's go.
Yeah. Now he's going to face. I think
this is the Stabler.
Yeah, but I think this might be the freshman boy. They're going to let him bat, number six.
Oh, yep, yep.
Peyton Stabler.
Shortstop.
Nah, he wasn't a shortstop. I don't know where he came in at. Maybe he's DHing for Brady Zalas.
Yeah, might be.
Zaler, yeah.
That's it.
And that's it. He gets him 1-2-3 for a strikeout. Gets him to 10 strikeouts for the game. And that's going to do it for the Indians here at Delta St. John's. The Indians are going to go to 1-0 in the MAC. Delta St. John's is going to fall to 0-1. And we'll be back with a quick wrap-up right after this.
And a little chit-chat with Daniel Patch, we hope.
Yeah.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yep, we're ready to come back. We're back here at Delta St. John's. This ball game's wrapped up in an early one. Five innings, mercy rule, 15-3. Indians start hitting the ball in the second inning and don't stop. And Indians put 15 spot on the board in 15 runs, 15 hits. We strand six. We only struck out four times against the Blue Jays. We did have a couple of errors, and we did walk six times. We were pretty much led by Daniel Patch all the way around MVP here this ball game. He goes the distance. And he was 3 for 4 at the plate, drove in a lot of runs. He was the offensive leader here. He was 3 for 4. Ryan Post, 2 for 4, and he had a bomb. In the fourth inning, I think was what it was. Yep, he took one dead away straight center field over the fence. Beautiful to watch. Kobe Wendell, 1 for 2. He walked a couple of times. Kendrick Wendell with a good game at the plate. He was 2 for 4.
He had a big
Riley,
double.
Yeah, Riley Will, 2 for 3. We talked about Daniel being 3 for 4. Everybody that was in the lineup had a hit.
Sweet.
Yep. Bridger Deuce, 1 for 2. Landon Post, 2 for 4. Dylan Evers, 1 for 2. Big double off the wall out there in the fourth inning also, in that 8-run fourth inning. And Derek Lochtfeldt, 1 for 3. Just another offensive. I mean, they were just hitting the ball. Yeah, I mean, it got contagious, and the way they went.
Their defense wasn't bad. I mean, I think they only had 2 errors, like you said. Yeah. They weren't really booting the ball around. We were just hitting them where they weren't.
Yeah, we were just hitting the crap out of the ball. For the Delphi St. John boys, they were led by Trent Lindemann. He was 2 for 3, or actually 2 for 2. He walked that last time up. Brady Kerner was on base all 3 times. He had 2 walks and a base hit. He scored all 3 runs for the Delphi St. John's boys. They struck out 10 times. They stranded 5. They only had 4 hits in the game and only walked a couple there by Daniel Patch. And hopefully we get him over here to talk a little bit on the radio. And I'm sure that'll be fun for him. And we'll see once what he thought about his control today. But I'm sure he's not happy he gave up a couple of hits to that kid. But he was a good hitter, you know. And well deserved hits for that young man.
That guy's a good player.
Yeah, he's a solid ball player. Yeah. And Indians got to be happy. They moved to the 3-1 on the season. They got beat by
Crestview
that night, 6-5. And that was a game that we had our opportunities to win, too.
Yep.
We could be
yep.
undefeated, but not going to match the junior year that you had, Derek. What'd you guys start off?
I guess 15-0.
15-0. Yep. We won our first 15 games, and that was a fun year on the radio. And it was obviously a fun year all the way around. You guys made it to the state semis and played at Columbus and back-to-back years. And, you know, you never know if this team can continue to hit the ball and score the runs. You can sometimes have a bad outing and still win the ball game.
Yeah,
you know?
I think when it comes down to that point in the season, I think it comes down to arms because you're playing so many games in a week and in so few of days. So it's going to be probably the Daniel and Dylan show and those tough matchups later.
I think we have four games next week.
Wow.
Well, talking to Coach Patch, obviously we got Daniel Patch. Yeah, if Daniel's got time, Coach, we'd love to talk to him. We're joined here this evening by number 66, Big Daniel Patch. And Patchy, pretty good outing for you tonight, offensively and on the mound. What do you think?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought obviously you hit the ball real well. How was your control out there tonight?
Early on, felt really good. Later, towards the end of the game, I was kind of getting a little gassed out, but defense made some plays, so helped me out.
Absolutely. And Derek and I talked in the third and fourth innings. You had so much time in the dugout because we were just crashing the ball all over the field. And sometimes that can take a little toll on the pitcher, you know. But you came back. I know that one inning, I think it was the third inning, the bottom of the third, you came out and your pitchers was elevated a little bit. And it took you a little bit to get warmed back up, I think. And then you went to town.
Yep.
So you ended up with 10 strikeouts is what I had for us. And 10 strikeouts out of the – what would that be, 15 outs?
Yes, sir.
It's not too shabby, my friend. It's not too bad. That one boy, that senior for him, the number 4 hitter, he had a good hit off of you, and he's a good ball player.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. So, we just kind of put a hurting to him on the offensive side of it, and once you start getting the old bats going, and it kind of gets contagious, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
Yes, it does.
You excited to play at the Dayton Dragons Field tomorrow?
Yeah. You know, a great experience, and hopefully, I think Brock's starting.
Is
so,
he?
Yeah, hopefully he throws a lot of strikes. And
sweet. Is that who we're going to put out there, or is it going to be Brock? I was going to ask Jerry tonight and see once what he thought. And I thought it'll be fun, you know. Brock came in. Did he relieve you did he relieve you against Crestview?
No, that was Bo. He relieved
that was Bo.
Dylan.
Okay, he relieved Dylan. Okay, there you go. There you go. Well, we look forward to coming down tomorrow, and I'm sure you're looking forward to playing out there on that field and soak it in, buddy, because that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And hopefully we'll get to play there some more, too. Yeah. So have a safe trip back to the fort. We'll see if Coach Kopp wants to talk. If you go back in there, see if he's got a minute. We'll talk to him quick. And we appreciate your strong outing here tonight on the mound and your strong outing at the plate.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Keep it up, buddy.
Keep it going, my friend.
Thank you.
We're going to see if Daniel can go in there and get Coach Kopp for a second. We'll have a quick talk with him. And I'm sure he's happy going 1-0. Get going, you know.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yes, sir.
Up in Delphus. Tough place to play. And come away with a victory. Here comes Coach coming over to talk to us. Coach, welcome here to the booth. Congratulations on the MAC victory. And nice outing here for the boys. We got the bats rolling again, and they got contagious, and we rolled 15 hits off on them.
Yeah, it was, the first inning, they put us down on 4 pitches, 1-2-3.
We talked about that.
And they scored a run.
Yep.
Their number 2 hole hitter, he walked twice, and then he singled. He never made it out.
He's the only guy to score.
He's got 11 walks on the year, so
wow.
That was coming in.
Is that right?
So he's on base a bunch. he scored some runs. So they were getting to do what they like to do, but we responded pretty well, and I was really tickled. Daniel threw really hard. You know, they put a couple of good swings on the ball.
That Lindemann boy can flat out hit, can't he?
Yeah.
He's their number 4 hitter, and he's a heck of a ball player, and he put that move and just, I mean, Dylan was like, holy cow, where'd that one come from?
That was a rocket.
Yeah, that was.
But we had an opportunity to hit a couple rockets ourselves.
We absolutely did. We actually thought Derek thought that Kendricks was going to go out.
I thought that was a bomb off the bat.
And Ryan just hit that was a Major League home run, man. It just was in the air and towered, and
Ryan went. Ryan does such a great job of getting through the baseball and just driving it. I mean, his ball gets distance.
Yeah.
He does a beautiful job of that. So I'm happy with all the boys. And, you know, you're going to play an MAC game. Well, you got to win the first one before
That's
you
right.
win the second one.
That's exactly
so we're
right.
So we're just happy that we came out and we played a halfway decent ball game. Tomorrow night we get to go down and play on Fifth Third Field or Air Day Park or whatever it's called now. So we're looking forward to it, and I hope we can get everybody in so they can everybody get on the field and get some pictures taken, and we hope to keep rolling.
That's what I told Patchy. I said, you know, soak that in tomorrow night because not everybody gets the opportunity to do that, and that's just cool as can be. And
it's a great opportunity for us.
It is.
And we're tickled to get down there and do that. Game will start at 4:30.
I think if everything goes well and maybe these guys make a run, having played on Dayton's field, maybe that gives them a little experience because, I mean, when you go to Columbus or to the bigger fields, your eyes are...
It's different.
So it might take an inning or two
it's
get
different
used to it.
If you're playing center field and a baseball goes up in the air and you have all those seats and everything in the background, that's difficult.
It's totally different.
So I want to see that. You know, when you were playing, Derek, we went down to Springfield a couple times.
Yep.
And that's where the regionals were going to be and stuff. So we were planning ahead to try to see some of those diamonds, and that's what we'd like to do here. Don't get me wrong. We love playing at Fort Recovery. We love our Purple Monster, but it's the experience of playing in some of these other different places.
It just sets you up for down the road, and you're not so overwhelmed.
Right.
And Derek and I are sitting there. I mean, you turn around, Jerry. It looks like this left field wall is out there a mile. I mean, doesn't it seem like it's a long field here, a big field? And maybe it's just us, and maybe it's the dirt infield. We felt like the infielders were so deep, and it's just we don't see the dirt so much anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself with saying playing on different fields, but every year we need that exposure.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody needs that exposure.
It's such a cool deal. So, are we supposed to be the home team or the away team tomorrow?
We are away.
We are the away team, so it would be a home game for Houston.
Houston, Grant, we asked Houston if they would agree to it because they were the ones that had to give the permission and the direction. So thank you to them.
Absolutely,
they are the home team. They got to provide umpires. They got to provide the balls. They got to provide everything. So, you know, kudos to them for letting us play. 4:30, it's a little early, but it's okay. We want to get down there. We're going to get out of school a little early. And
We're going to get off work a little early tomorrow, Derek, and we're going to go down and have fun.
Super.
We're looking forward to that. And you know what? That hitting is contagious. Every player that was in your lineup tonight that started had a hit.
Super.
So that's awesome. So we want to thank you, Jerry, and wish you better luck here in the future. And hopefully we can go down and get another victory. We moved to 3-1, 1-0 in the MAC, and that's a heck of a start.
Super. Well, all right. See you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
All right, Spencey. Also, we got on Monday we will be. We do have a baseball game at Lincoln View on Monday,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh, I must have missed that one. Softball hosts St. Mary's. And then on Tuesday night, we host another MAC game against the Parkway Panthers. And then on Thursday, we travel to New Knoxville. So big week of baseball next week. Big day tomorrow. And look for everybody to either be at the games or join us on Fort Recovery Radio. And we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And thank our sponsors. And we'll be back with you tomorrow night. I'm Dave Kalp and Derek Max, and the Indians win 15-3.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.